It's a brand new episode of Tri Talk SA, and the South African triathlon season just about done and dusted for races here for the summer as we head into the winter break. But the international circuit is heating up, I can tell you that much. And this past weekend saw an unbelievable performance by the young South African Vian Suvalt, the 2012 Junior World Champion, picking up his first ITU World Cup win in Chengdu, China. And I caught up with Vian just shortly after the race, a couple of days after the race, to get his thoughts. Also, I haven't had a chance to chat to him since WTS Cape Town, and we chatted extensively about that as well and the confidence that he took from that race into this race that he's just won in China. We also preview Yokohama that's coming up. The WTS series continues. Yokohama, the next leg. Vian Suvalt hoping to put in a good performance there as well. My name is Brad Brown, by the way. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you're having a fantastic, fantastic time, and thank you for downloading and listening to this weekly podcast about the South African triathlon scene. It's good to have you on board. As always, if you want to be in touch, you can. You can pop us an email, podcast@tritalksa.co.za. You can also tweet us at tritalksa, or just head on to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/tritalksa. Let's get straight into this week's show, and my chat with Vian. Well, this past weekend in China, there was a superb performance by one of the young up-and-coming South Africans at the ITU World Cup in Chengdu, China. And I'm not even going to try and pronounce the whole name, but maybe I'll let Vian Suvalt do that. Vian, welcome onto the show once again. It's good to catch up. Congratulations on your win, by the way.
Hi, Brad. Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, and yeah, thanks a lot.
Vian, let's talk about the race. I've actually just watched the highlights package. It was an interesting one. I mean, a big pack off the bike. So it came down to the run, which a lot of times it does. But you sort of backed yourself on the bike. You just hung in the pack there, made your way to the front of it, and then smashed it on the run. Talk us through your race.
Yeah, I mean, the swim was really fast from the word get-go. I managed to get to the front fairly quickly, and just kept to a good comfortable rhythm in the swim, and I exited about the water in about, you know, 35th place. We were a few guys away on the bike for like a few k's, and once we got to the first turn around where you can see athletes coming from behind, I noticed that everyone was very close on the verge of catching us, and that was like just after 3 k's. I was really surprised how close everyone was with the swim being so fast. And even before the first lap was finished, we were, you know, one massive pack on the bike. And I immediately stopped doing any work once all the athletes caught up with us, and I went to the back of the pack and, you know, tried keeping myself as fresh as possible and turning the smallest gear possible. Because as I was sitting in that pack, I wasn't only thinking about the run that's lying ahead, but also about Yokohama World Triathlon Series that's, you know, just around the corner. And yeah, and I played it safe on the bike, and, you know, with two laps to go, I worked myself towards the front, and I got to my teammate Vikas Weber, and, you know, we stuck close to each other, and I managed to dismount at the front, and I was first out onto the run, and I went out quite hard, but also a bit conservative. On, you know, the morning of my run, my legs felt really heavy and sluggy, so I was a bit worried for the run. But, you know, as soon as I got into it, I was feeling good, and I pushed the pace a bit harder, and I sort of stuck to that, and I tried running off whoever is, you know, running with me. And with about 2.5 k's to go, it was myself and an American athlete, Kevin McDowell, that finished second. And, you know, in that last 2.5 k's, it was a sort of a cat and mouse game. He was putting out a lot of surges, trying to run away from me, and I just stuck with him. I didn't give any surges. I decided that I'll leave it for a sprint finish. Just before we got to the finishing straight, I gave a surge passing him, and I got around the corner first and got into the home straight first. And once I hit the home straight, I sprinted as fast as I could, and no, I was fortunate enough to cross the line first.
Yeah, I was watching your celebrations there too, Vian. I was getting quite worried there that you were taking a bit long, but you managed to cross the line first. Phenomenal, phenomenal performance. I mean, it was great to watch. I'm going to put that video in the show notes as well for this episode, so if people want to watch it, they can. Vian, let's talk a little bit about the year you've had. And so the last time I saw you was down in Cape Town for WTS Cape Town. You're in Asia at the moment. You mentioned Yokohama. That's coming up. That race of yours, we haven't spoken properly since that race in Cape Town. How much confidence did that performance give you? I mean, on paper, if you look at your result, you might think, oh, you didn't do that well. But I'm sure you were over the moon with the top 20. But if you actually watched that race and you were up there with the best in the world, I mean, there were probably two guys out of the entire world circuit at the moment that weren't there. The rest of the guys were here, and you managed to mix it up with them. How much confidence did that performance in Cape Town give you?
Yes, Cape Town WTS was a full field of the best athletes in the world, and it was also my first WTS race. Before I started a race, I was confident that I am able to race with the best in the world. It was just a matter of putting it into action. You know, and coming into this year's racing, I was a bit scared and demotivated after my 2013 season. I had a really tough season. The jump from junior to elite is really tough, and it was harder than I thought. But I mean, coming into 2014, it has been a great season so far, and I was in really good shape coming into Cape Town. And you know, the race played out really well for me. It's just a pity I blew up in the last 2.5 kilometers of the run. Up until then, I was still running between fourth and sixth position, and it just shows you that how competitive the level is. That in 2.5 Ks, I dropped down all the way to 15th place. And from 10th position to 15th position, there was only 30 seconds difference. And, you know, that really shows you the level of competition. And I think it's just a matter of doing more and more of these races and, you know, getting that endurance and that power to be able to hold that pace for the whole 10K. And I already managed to keep to that fast pace this past weekend at the World Cup in China. I changed some stuff on my nutrition, and now being able to do that has made me really confident for Yokohama WTS that I'm preparing for now.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you look at that Cape Town race, you say you were really disappointed. I mean, if someone had come to you before the race and said, hey, Vian, we're going to offer you 15th, you don't have to race, I'm sure you would have taken it. So 15th is a pretty good performance. But like you said, I mean, you were mixing it up there. You were between 4th and 6th with 2.5 Ks to go. And you'd probably learn more out of those races where things go wrong than something like, I think, this weekend where you won the thing and it was a pretty confident and calculated race from you. I'm sure you learned a lot out of Cape Town.
Yeah, it was definitely a big learning experience. And before the race, I told myself that I'd be happy with a top 15 finish. But I mean, a top 15 isn't that satisfying if you were lying between fourth and sixth towards the end of the race. But I mean, I'm very satisfied with that result, and I have learned a lot of stuff from that race. And I am planning on putting it into action in Yokohama.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it. Let's talk a little bit. I mean, I'm going to chat more about this race in China, but let's talk about Cape Town, because we didn't actually get to chat properly about it. Explain to me what it was like. I mean, I was there, but for you racing, what did it feel like running through that sort of transition area with the crowds knowing you're in Cape Town, you're at home, and everyone's cheering for you? You're the leading South African for most of the day.
Yeah, racing at home, I knew it was going to be something special and the support was going to be amazing, but the first time I passed through transition, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And the crowd was so great, and it just went absolutely crazy every time we ran through there or cycled through there. And, you know, that really helped a lot, and it helped me keep pushing myself and keep to the limit. And, you know, for me, it was awesome to have that support. You know, you're always racing abroad, and for us, a lot of the times we're traveling on our own, and, you know, you don't hear that kind of support. You know, especially for me when I was leading this weekend in China, every time I run, it's quite quiet, and then I just hear people going crazy for the athletes behind me. And, you know, to have been able to have that sort of support was something different, and it was something special.
I'm sure. Vian, this race in China, it must be a huge confidence boost this early in the season. You've got the WTS Yokohama, the next leg coming up. looking at these big ones, the WTS races, obviously there's a few South Africans on the circuit now. Richard Murray's been around for a couple of years. Henry Schumann had a pretty good year last year. Do you go into these races feeling like not much pressure because people don't really expect you to perform well? I mean, all eyes are on Richard and Henry at the moment, and you've got an opportunity to really shine with no one really expecting that much from you.
Yeah, I'm going into the World Triathlon Series full on this year. I think if you asked me that question before Cape Town, I would have said, yes, I've got nothing to lose. But I think now it's a bit of a different ball game and a bit different story. I think there's a bit of pressure on me now as well. And, you know, that expectancy to perform. You know, I'd like to think I'm very close to the same level that Richard and Henry are now in the World Series racing.
Yeah, I mean, it must be a pretty lack of feeling. I mean, you mentioned 2013 was quite a tough year from you, especially coming off the 2012 that you had, winning the World Championship, then making that step up. Sometimes it's probably good to have a year like that to almost ground you and go, hang on a sec, I need to really work hard. And things are paying off because, I mean, I'm pretty good mates with your coach and I know how much work that you put in. So you must be pretty satisfied with the way things are working out so far.
Yeah, after the 2013 season, Lindsay and I sort of reevaluated and planned for the year ahead. And after my break I had, I really started working hard and changed a lot of stuff in training. And I looked at training a lot different than I used to. And I looked at recovery differently and nutrition differently. And, you know, all the small stuff I looked differently at. And, you know, the tough season I had in 2013, I'm very glad I had it because it was a big learning curve for me, but also it shaped me a lot as an athlete and it made me a lot stronger, you know, getting up every time I fell. And for this season, it's a dream the way it's going. I was hoping for it to go well, but I didn't expect it to go this well this soon already. And I just hope it continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Vian, if you had a look at 2013, what would you say, I know this is a tough question, but what would you say are the three biggest lessons you learnt out of that 2013?
The biggest lesson is that the step is a lot bigger than you think it is from jumping from a junior athlete to elite athlete. The second lesson I learned was to put a lot more planning into which races you're doing and at what time you are doing them. And another lesson that I learned would be to, you know, to look at training and recovery a lot differently. And I have to do a bit more work, put in a few more hours in a week.
Fantastic. Talking of planning, Yokohama next on the cards for you. What does the rest of your season look like?
Yeah, I'm currently in China and I'm still preparing for Yokohama. I'll head to Yokohama on Thursday. After Yokohama, I'm heading home and then I'll be home for literally a week and a half and I'll head over to London for the WTS race there. I'll come back from London and I'll have a few weeks back home, which we will work on a hard training block where the focus will be on Hamburg WTS and hopefully Commonwealth Games. After Commonwealth, it'll be back home and we'll put our focus into the last WTS races, which is in Stockholm, followed by the grand final in Edmonton. And after that, I'll do a few French Grand Prix races in France.
Right, awesome. You mentioned hopefully Commonwealth Games. I mean, what's the process to get you to the Games and looking even beyond? I mean, what are the chances of you racing in Rio in 2016?
For Commonwealth Games, the way things are going, I'm almost 100% sure I'll be on the start line in Glasgow. It's just a matter of waiting for SASCOC to announce the Commonwealth Games team. And yeah, for Rio, I'm very positive and I really believe I'll be on that start line as well. I just need to keep on going the way I'm going.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, one thing I've picked up over the last couple of seasons of watching sort of the top level sort of triathlon, and you look at Team Great Britain and just how as a team they work for each other, and I'm starting to see that in the South African setup now. You mentioned one of your teammates, Vikas Viebo, who was racing with you this weekend. It's starting to get like that, though, isn't it, Vian? I mean, Triathlon South Africa doing a lot of work behind the scenes, making sure that everything's in place, that we're giving ourselves the best possible chance to pick up medals at the upcoming Games.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of focus towards Rio from the South African side. It is, you know, the Olympics is the highlight of every 4 years, and it's the biggest race for any athlete. And as everyone saw that the Great Britain team worked really well together in the 2012 games. And for Rio, that might be an option for the South African team. But currently, there is nothing like that planned. It's still, for us, as an individual sport, and every athlete is racing for himself over the line. But in a race, we will always help each other where we can. But every athlete is still thinking about himself.
Awesome. Vian Sulvolt, congratulations once again on your win this weekend. We'll be keeping an eager eye on the start list and the tracking in Yokohama as well. Looking forward to that and want to wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot, Brad, and thanks for the chat.
What an unbelievable talent that young man is. Let me tell you, that is a name to watch in the years to come. He is a machine. Awesome chat with Vian as well. Vian, thanks for your time. Really do appreciate it. But all the best for Yokohama. And that's it for this week. We'll be back again a week from now to chat more triathlon. If you've got any questions or suggestions, or if there's something you want to know, if there's any way we can help you, I'm looking at putting some specific training together as well for you as a triathlete to help you get better. So if there's anything you want to know, or if there's something you're struggling with, please let me know. I'd love to tailor make some stuff specifically for you and help you out. So if you'd like, pop me an email, podcast@trytalksa.co.za, or send us a tweet @trytalksa, or get onto our Facebook page as well. So until next time, have yourself a brilliant one. Take care, be safe, and we'll chat soon. Cheers.